You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? What's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Y'all, this is your host, Fun Strong James. And man, I'm so excited to bring y'all this word that me and the Holy Spirit had, this conversation, I should say, me and the Holy Spirit had this morning. So I need y'all to put your seatbelts on real quick because today is one of those days where I just gotta drop it like the male woman and go. Your girl is signed up for a couple of conferences, so I gotta drop this word, be on assignment by God. Then I gotta go because I believe the Lord has something for me at those conferences that I'm attending today virtually. And so I want to be able to be on time. Speaking of time, that's exactly what me and the Holy Spirit talked about. What time is it? All right. Did you know that you were created for such a time as this? That's the phrase that dropped into my spirit this morning as I was praying and talking to Holy Spirit. It's a part of the scripture from the book of Esther, 4th chapter, verses 13 and 14. You can go and check out the story of Esther to get it in full context. But what I got from it this morning during my conversation with Holy Spirit is that I am to keep trusting God's timing for everything that's going on in my life right now. The Holy Spirit said this to me, take off your timetables. When you surrender to my plans, it's on my time. There is an appropriate time for everything. And when you are in my will, it will happen at the exact right time. Trust my timing, Fun, because I knew back in 77 when you were born that you would be right where you are now for such a time as this. Remind yourself, remember this, and remind others who will listen that I know the beginning and the end. I know when. Whew. Allow yourself to be in sync with me, your Lord and Savior. Then you will always be at the right place at the right time for such a time as this, where I get the glory. My pace, just like my grace, is also sufficient because I know when. Ooh, y'all, when the Holy Spirit be talking, though. Ooh, my gosh. Y'all, listen, the only way we can start trusting God's timing is to spend more time with him, allowing his word to shape our hearts and to bend our knees in prayer before him. See, the more time I spend with him, the more I understand about his timing versus my own timing. Come on, somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The more time you spend with him, the more you be like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I probably do need to slow up on that. Yeah, because he'll start revealing things to you for you to see. In Proverbs 16:9, it says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. So many times, I can't even count all the times. So many times, y'all, I have been disappointed because things didn't happen when I wanted them to happen. But as I have grown in my relationship with God, I am so thankful for his timing and not my own timing. Okay, his timing is perfect. And speaking of timing, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Did you hear what I said? There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. So if we really meditate on that verse, even for a moment of time, we recognize that God already knows what time it is. He already knows what time it is. He already knows when it's time to move from here to there. He already knows when it's time for you to have children or get married or go to that school for that degree that you will need 4 years from now when he places you in a company where that specific degree or skill is needed for such a time as this. He already knows, y'all. He already knows. But you got to be in alignment with his timing. Listen, I got so emotional this morning. I'm telling you, prayer service, because that's what it was this morning. It was like prayer service in my closet. Prayer service was so deep this morning. Ooh, y'all. Nathaniel Cole, let me just say this. Let me just say this parenthetically. Next time you pray, put on some Nathaniel Cole, C-O-E. Just any of his soaking music. My God. Ooh. Y'all, I'm telling you, it just take you there. It's just the presence, the whole atmosphere of the room changes. But anyway, I got so emotional this morning as I was praying because I thought about the meeting that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit had about me. The meeting where they decided that I would be me. The meeting where they said, yep, in November of 1977, she's going to be born. And let's, Jesus, hold on. I got some. Let's make her stand out with red hair. And Holy Spirit was like, yeah, give her some freckles too. Because, you know, red hair and freckles, that go together. And God was like, yeah, and go and throw some hazel green eyes in there too. And let's wire her to talk a whole lot. Because eventually she's going to give us the glory when she surrenders her whole life to us at age 41. Woo, Jesus, help me right now. Y'all, I could run around this room right now. Woo, my God. See, if you just stop for a moment and think about who God created you to be, think about that. Think about you. Think about when they, the three in one, the triune God, the Trinity, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit decided upon you. I don't care how you got here or who you came through, okay? I don't care. You were decided upon to be here by God. Woo, come on now. Out of wedlock, ain't got nothing on the meeting that was had before you were even formed in your mother's unwed womb. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't hear me. And if that's not your birthing story, then whatever your birthing story is, it was all God's plan and in God's timing to get you here for such a time as this. So why not trust God's timing? Why we out here trying to create our own plans and our own timing? Lord, I want this. I want this by this time. You don't know nothing. You don't know enough to know what time you want something to happen. It's just like kids. God is our father. Like that has been really in my spirit lately. For him, to see him as father, as daddy. Just like our parents, right? When we were kids, we our parents be quick to tell us, at least in my house, like, you don't know nothing. You just 5. You just 7. You just 10. You just 20. And to be honest, my dad will probably say, you just 42. You know what I'm saying? But our father, he knows the plans he has for us. And speaking of that, Jeremiah 29:11. Oh, yeah, that's a verse we all know and love. I love that scripture personally. But this morning, y'all, I went past verse 11 and I saw verse 12. Now, for whatever reason, I always stopped at verse 11. Or I only quoted verse 11. But I want to put them all together for us this morning, shall we? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Let's go to verse 12. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Ooh, y'all. Who ain't never went to verse 12? Me. I said, what? Wait a minute, verse 12, where you come from? Verse 12 said, right after verse 11, the one you've always been reading, the picture that you have hanging up in your bathroom, you only gave verse 11 all the credit. But what about verse 12? Because verse 12 is so good. Verse 12 says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Is that not encouragement? The Lord said, I know the plans I have for you. plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. When you surrender to God's plans, you must surrender to his timing too. That's what the Holy Spirit wanted to get through my thick head this morning. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you stand on verse 11, but do you not see that if I know the plans I have for you, that these plans are also in sync with my timing for said plans to prosper you, for said plans to give you hope, for said plans to give you a future. If you trust my plans, you must trust my timing for those plans. My God. My God. Oh, finally, y'all. Ooh, finally. I was reading in the scriptural surprise. Y'all know that's when I just randomly open my Bible and see what the Lord has for me. I was reading the book of Ezra. And I learned something about the book of Ezra that I didn't know. Ezra the priest was like Moses, except he led the second group of exiles back to Israel after being in captivity in Babylonia. But the thing is, that the people needed to understand something, that their worship would only be effective if they dedicated themselves to obeying God's law. They had to be serious and not be compromising with the enemy, and they had to turn from idolatry. Because basically Ezra was like, when you get serious with God, then you will experience his covenantal blessings. And I thought about this from a timing perspective, y'all. When we get serious about spending time with God, then we will be in alignment with his timing, which then results in being at the right place at the right time to receive the blessings that he has for us. You know, in Jeremiah, he said plans to prosper us, right? And I thought about it from a worker mindset, just like a part-timer doesn't get paid a full-timer's pay. So it is for God's blessings. You're only going to get partial blessings because you are only partially serious about spending time with God. I know. If I didn't think it would make a lot of noise, I'd drop the mic right now on that, because it hit me too. It hit me too as I was writing the blog. You only going to get partial blessings when you only are partially serious, or when you only partially spend time with God. Yeah. You know what that made me realize? It made me realize that that's why I was only able to get so far in my life before I recommitted it fully to Christ. Okay, that's bars right there. I was only able to get so far in my life before I recommitted it fully to Christ. Y'all, woo! Let me close this thing out by saying this. Get in line with God's time. Get in line with God's time. He knows the whole plan from beginning to end. You were created for such a time as this. All right, y'all. That is the wrap up for today's episode. That was a fire episode, if I do say so myself. But I ain't gonna say it for myself. I'm gonna give God the glory for that fire episode. This episode goes out to Holy Spirit because he brought that fire today. Okay. All right. What are your assignments for today? Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, I want you to spend some time with the Lord to discover why you were created for such a time as this. All right, y'all. I'll talk to you tomorrow.